What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Before we start taking phone calls, though, this is just now coming on in. The FBI has officially refused to comply with the congressional subpoena for the unclassified FD-1023 document, which alleges a criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national. And the FBI is basically stiff-arming Congress and obviously trying to hide this information from you because it might hinder Biden's chances in 2024, just like they did with the laptop and everything. So this is completely unacceptable. The House Committee on Oversight and Accountability is moving ahead with contempt of Congress charges, which can carry jail time. But we know how the political machine works, and Chris Ray is probably going to get off with a slap on the wrist here. All righty, so 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Mike. I got back from Indianapolis. So a few notes on my trip there to the Indy 500.
Yes.
Southern Illinois and rural Indiana is still kind of like traditional demographic. You know, rural white America for the most part.
Yeah.
East Texas is lost. I mean, these little towns, they look like maybe hamlets in El Salvador. And so I don't see why the Texas governor moving these people around. Yeah, he's just moving the problems somewhere else in the United States. Anyone who crosses that border illegal, and I don't know if the state has the power to do it. I know they have National Guard aircraft. Fly them back home. You know, I'm sure Tom in Florida would agree with that, and it's common sense. Because if you leave them in the United States, it's just going to... You're actually doing the people that want this done and a favor. You're saving them money by distributing the replacement migration throughout the United States. But anyhow, it looked like COVID is over as far as the Indy 500 is concerned. You had 300,000 plus or minus people, all elbow to elbow, no one wearing masks, everybody having a good time. And in fact, the winning driver, Joseph Newgarden, stopped at the start-finish line, and he went through a hole in the fence where the photographers go to take pictures. And he went straight into the crowd, and it was bedlam. And it is one woman is very hilarious. You can see it on YouTube. And she's screaming, and she almost faints, you know. It's a big mob scene. It looks like he's crowd surfing, you know. And so that was good. It was good to see that. Good to see people having a good time and COVID's in the rearview mirror. Now, the concessions were all credit card only. No cash. The whole Speedway was no cash. And I went to buy something, and I'm waiting there because the vendor has this, looks like a cash register type of Palm Pilot or whatever it is. When you have that many people all using the internet at once, it's going to overload the system. And it took forever for the charge to go through. And so you would think these people would do both, but no, it's just, I guess there's a greed part of it too, because it automatically shows you where you tip, and it has it in big letters, you know, 50%, 20%. And very tiny underneath all that is like no tip, you know. So you're kind of like pushed into tipping.
Yes.
So maybe that's why. Yeah. And you don't have any cash being put in the pockets or anything like that, which I'm sure was a problem. But it's just sad to see that happen. And Erdogan got reelected, and it took him one day to figure it out. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's amazing. And by the way, on that cashless thing, our local amusement park here, Holiday World, they've gone cashless. Everything is now done with plastic.
Yep, they don't give you a choice. And I don't see how that can be.
It's a dictatorship.
Yeah. What if there's an internet outage? That's what it's going to take to reverse this, is for an internet outage to occur and then no one's making money. Then they maybe they'll rethink the whole thing.
Yeah, it will take something like that. And, you know, with all this talk about cyber attacks and the coming war, you know, having everybody go cashless, we're dependent on those machines, and those machines are, in fact, vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing before I go, talking about COVID and the vaccine, you remember Damar Hamlin, that Buffalo Bills quarterback or safety who had a heart attack? And it was a big deal. Yeah. Well, he did an interview one-on-one with Michael Strahan, and they're talking about this and that. And towards the end, Strahan, who used to play in the NFL, and you could tell that maybe in the back of his mind, he knew that this was going to be a problematic question. But he asked him, do you know what caused your heart to stop? And Hamlin was, and he never answered.
Yeah.
Because he knows, you know, the vaccine. And so that's why now we don't even hear about Hamlin anymore. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah. So, anyhow. But that's all I had. And Indiana's a beautiful state. And I enjoyed visiting, and I hope to make it there again next year.
Well, good. And glad you appreciated, sights up here. And, Indiana really is beautiful, especially today. We got clear blue skies and, you know, all the greenery around there. And, you know, it is kind of quiet, and except for the local amusement park, which I guess is getting ready to start their fireworks shows.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Okay. Also, they have a drone show. We can actually see it from our back porch. That's how close we are. All right. Tom in Florida, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, how you doing today, Mike?
Doing fine.
We had a good Memorial Day. Yeah, Mike, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this. First off, Bruce and the last caller, I want him to remember what Donald Trump just said out of Tom Holman's mouth. Track him, detain him, deport him. Now, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are racist for saying that. Track them, you detain them, and you deport them out of here. They're breaking federal law. They're coming here. They're not undocumented migrants. They're illegal invaders. They're invading. This is an invasion force. So call what it is. You track them.
Yeah,
you detain
and they're
them,
getting
them
all this free stuff at taxpayer expense. And, the Democrats are going to use them to vote illegally in 2024. Apparently, thousands, tens of thousands of illegal immigrants voted in the 2022 elections. And if we don't fix this election problem, there's no way to fix what's wrong with this country. The American people are totally disenfranchised. We don't get to pick our politicians. We don't get to elect people who represent us, which means we're back where we were under British rule, taxation without representation.
Yes, you're right, Mike. Mike, before I go to Target and this supermarket giant, I will talk to this. And, Mike, I want everybody in RBN, I already gave out the phone number to Washington. You need to call your congresspeople, and you need to tell them that all these illegal aliens need to be deported out of here. They broke federal law, and get them out, no matter what the cost. Now, and we got to get them out, Mike. We can't have these illegal invaders here because that's what it is. But, Mike, here's what I want to go to now. Where's Woodward and Bernstein for what's going on with the FBI? Where are some good journalists or news editorialists, whatever you want to say, that can really go in depth what's going on? Like, Watergate.
Except for One American
Where's
News
the Woodward
Network,
and Bernstein, Mike?
You know, the corporate media is now totally controlled. And, the polls are showing most Americans don't trust the corporate media, that they think it is, in fact, a propaganda arm of the U.S. government and corporations. And so you have to go to independent media, which is now why they're talking about we need to shut down independent media. And Obama came right on out and said it. We're having trouble controlling the narrative.
We can't find good schmucks that are honest constitutionalists to write a story about what's going on with the FBI and all the federal swamp, the lying, conniving nonsense in the swamp over there. You don't have some patriotic Jews. Oh, well, Mark Levin tries to be. I hear Michael Savage once in a while. He's pretty good. I mean, he really hammers home on a lot of issues, believe it or not. Savage, I don't know if people know that. But he'll tell it like it is. He'll call out some Jews now. And he's a Jew himself. So I just want you to know that, Mike. But here's what I want to go about. So now, let's look at this Target in San Francisco. No merchandise on the shelves. This food super chain giant is ready to go out of business. They're ready to close, 400 to 600 stores because they're getting robbed to death. I mean, and they're in San Francisco, you can steal $999 worth of stuff and nothing happens to you. What kind of insanity have we become, Mike, when you can go into a supermarket, grab all you can for like under $1,000 and just walk the hell out of your store? And you're not getting punished for it. Now, if you take $1,000 and one penny, they might try to prosecute you. Where do they stand there and say, well, we're going to count out what you're going to ring up the register. You better not go over $1,000. Insane. Yep. You know what happened here? You know what happened here Memorial Day? Yes, Mike, yesterday you talked about what happened at Hollywood Beach on the boardwalk.
Yeah, horrible shooting.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, we got gang problems down here now. This MS-13's off the charts, okay? And, Mike, have you ever really looked at the platform of La Raza? Have you really ever talked about that? I was looking at it. I couldn't believe what I was reading. Could you believe that?
Yeah, they've been around for a while now.
Oh, I know that, but they're getting militant. And, Mike,
yep.
you got to remember the Chinese, okay? Mike, I know you don't like talking about the Chinese are pumping a lot of money in with the fentanyl, the gang problem here. They're behind a lot of this, these Chinese now, communists. And there's Chinese sneaking in this country like mad. I told you they took out 80,000 out of San Francisco, Mike, into Georgia, Atlanta, and that's how Georgia went blue when Trump lost in 2020. Trump would have won that state of Georgia if they would have brought all those Democratic Chinese in there. That was by design, Mike. This whole thing's been designed by design.
Yeah,
even with
it
the swine and the FBI. What's going on? Should be put in handcuffs, taking over to Leavenworth with Biden and Maricocas. I mean, these people are breaking federal law, like you've been saying for years, and nothing's being done. Nobody's going in handcuffs. This bumbling imbecile Biden, this dirty imbecile, I call him the Cheshire Cat. He's always got that Cheshire grin. He's a snake, a rattlesnake. He's destroying white America if he could. Biden is a dirty, dirty white Irishman. And I tell him to his face, and I have half Irish in me. And I can tell it. And by the way, Mike, there was a great song back in the day. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. I shy you to talk to you. Remember that song, Mike?
No, actually.
Song. Yeah, they have a couple of great songs about Indiana. And they had another one. They had a couple songs about Indiana. Really good songs back in the day.
Well,
there's
even a song about the town of Santa Claus in Indiana. And I hunted that down for one of our numerous Santa Clauses here in town.
Yeah, well, you can play it one day. A great song. Indiana's great. Indianapolis is Indiana's a great place. I've been through there. I remember I was from Chicago originally. But yeah, Mike, I just got to say this now. Here, what's going on in Florida here, Mike, with DeSantis. I don't know if you heard the latest about what's going on with Ron DeSantis, Mike.
Specifically, what?
Well, right now they're making a big stink. They have an organization here in Florida called I think it's called the Atlantic Coast Immigration Agency, and they're trying to spot DeSantis because he's saying every illegal on July 1st, every illegal alien in the state of Florida who doesn't have documentation will be shipped out of this state, and that happens on July 1st. So now Ron DeSantis is a big time racist. You've got the president of Mexico. The president of Mexico is interfering in American elections, saying don't vote. No Hispanic should ever vote for Ron DeSantis because he's a racist. Who's the real racist?
Well, unless Hispanics are naturalized citizens, they can't vote anyway. That's a big problem that we have to clear up, is non-citizens voting.
Right, Mike, exactly. But Ron DeSantis has already said if you're here illegally, you are being deported out of this state. And I don't know where he's going to put him, Martha's Vineyard. I don't know where he's going to take. He can take him up to Vermont. I don't care. But he's going to get him out of this state. But when you got a president of Mexico, Mike, not sealing off that southern Mexican border to allow millions of illegals to pour through Mexico, where they already speak Spanish, and they don't want to stay in that country because they already got the cultural identity, to bring them to a North American country, like Bruce was just saying, how all the eastern Texas is gone, and that's the modus of the whole country. Now, some people are not coming here to compliment us. They're coming either on to take our job. And listen, Mike, I told you 100%.
Hello, Tom? Tom, did we lose Tom? Oh, there you are.
Mike?
You dropped out for a while.
Mike?
Yeah, you dropped out for a while.
Yeah, Mike, I'm I'm just saying, okay, I'm sorry about that. I'll go back. I'll slow down. I'm just saying, Mike, the Mexican president didn't seal off his border. He's allowed millions of illegals to pour in here. Why aren't these people staying in Mexico, Mike? Why don't they stay where they come, into that cultural
because
identity?
They're being given stuff. They get a free cell phone. They're getting, you know, food support, rent support. You know, and it's disgusting when you realize how homeless, legal American citizens, especially veterans, are being totally ignored by the government. You know, I guess they're not really considered useful. You know, the illegal immigrants are useful for low-cost labor and for cheap votes, and that's why they're getting all the goodies. We've reached the stage where the masses are voting themselves bread in circuses, and we know what that did to ancient Rome.
Well, Mike, you know, I going back to the grocery stores that are saying they're going to close down, like the supermarket giant and Target's going to close down, where are these people going to get the food? Where's there going to be the merchandise? But you're bringing millions of people here illegally. They don't stay in Mexico. The Mexican president's getting into interfering in our elections. Call them, not to vote for conservative principles. But in the meantime, our country's being invaded. They're not keeping our cultural identity. They don't really care about English. We're going to have to make English the official language of the country, Mike. I don't care what you think about that. I think one time you said we have to make that an official language. You have to put it in writing. You come to this country, you learn English. You don't want to learn, Mike, if not, we're going to end up like Bosnia. Okay? We're going to definitely end up like Bosnia. And we need the Congress right now. McCarthy should be worried about a debt limit bill. He should be worried about English as official language, sealing that border, put the money toward that border, and seal off that border at all costs. Okay? Mike, and Mexico has hard, Mexico's immigration laws. I want you to read them on your show one day for 10 minutes if you got time. I want you to look at their immigration laws compared to ours, Mike. You'll have a. Have you ever done that, Mike? For 10 minutes?
Yeah, I've looked at immigration laws in many different countries. I mean, some countries, you step across the border without permission, they'll shoot you.
That's correct. Mexico is almost to that point. Mexico has some of the strictest immigration laws in the world. And, Mike, this is all what it is. It's an invasion. And I don't know what else. If we don't stop it, and people don't start following their Congress to start acting, Mike, we're gonna have something very bad here. It's gonna be horrific. And you know,
it already is horrific. United States, you know, you're always talking
horrific.
About these angel mothers and fathers. You know, it's already a problem. You know, what's really interesting is the gun grabbers like to say that if confiscating all the guns saves one life, then it's worth it. Well, we could say the same thing about the illegal immigrants. If kicking all the illegal immigrants out of this country saves one life, then it's worth it.
That's a great point, Mike. That's a great thing to tell Congress and the senators. Exactly. Perfect. That was wonderful. And, yeah, you know, that there it is, Mike. You know, a lot of things that come down in Congress and the Senate and the House, it's all in wording. How to word, and the Jews are great at wording. That can twist you up like a ball of yarn. It's a great thing. Against like the viewpoints, and that's where you got to hit them back. Say, hey man, enough is enough. We got federal laws on the books. You're going to follow federal law. It's in the Constitution. It's in the Declaration. We have to start following these laws. Otherwise, we have no country. What kind of country is this? This is insanity. And you're talking about closing down.
It's total insanity.
Walmart's closing up stores, Mike. They're talking right now they're going to close like 44 Walmart stores. You hear that? That was on the news yesterday. 44 Walmarts are on the brink of closing down. They closed three of them off in Chicago, outside of Chicago. What the hell is going on? But you're closing out Walmart, you're Target. It's unbelievable to me. And you're giving away Bud Light for peanuts. I think if I'm going to say to Mike for $9, you hear about that? $11 or something.
Okay, you keep breaking up here, and in any event, we've got to take a break for commercials. So thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back. 512-248-8252. Call on in.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome back to the show. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend.
More or less, quiet, getting some stuff around home. So, and also keep in mind, folks that have lost their life in the past or whatever, up to the current time. Big hello to you and yeah, gorgeous Claire. I'm missing her window on the world corner, as she used to do.
Okay.
However, I have several points for you. One, obviously, the aspect that I hate to do this, but that Target, what we call Target, has gone in the toilet, along with, never mind, you know what kind of brew that is. Their videos I have seen about Target is like, it makes you want to hurl.
Yes.
In a nutshell, it makes you want to hurl, so, which tells me boycott, boycott, boycott is a really popular term, considering they've gone in the toilet and they're going to be flushed, to say the least. As far as Zelensky is wanting $1 trillion to rebuild Ukraine, how about selling off some of your expensive kinky wear and come up with the money to do it instead of expecting some other country like the U.S., as far as the government goes, to give you a handout? Give me a break. Oh, as far as the war is concerned and all that, and the fact that Ms. Lindsay in South Carolina made a comment that this is fantastic. There's a lot of bloodshed, a lot of people's lives lost due to the war, and this is the best money and spent. You know, that's the common comment of a typical Satanist. Literally, that is the common comment. Well, for one thing, most politicians proclaim themselves as being Christian, and yet their actions speak louder than words, which tells me they're purely satanic in nature. Now, for people of actual faith, I'm surprised they're not in an uproar about that to begin with, because these people are insulting their faith, their religion, and quite frankly, is a disgrace. And it's also putting their religion in a bad light. Now, with that being said, the prospect of regarding Ukraine with the biotech labs that got transferred to one military base here in the U.S. and it went on to Wuhan and China and so forth, and the fact that Kelsey Gabbard had called out about that, and then Mitty Romney turned around and chewed her out because of that. You know, that's a typical case of the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, who knows how much they're getting paid to do that? But aside from that, you had this snippet about one principal that basically made sure that there was no DQs involved in the school curriculum and whatnot to make sure they have a quality education in the school. Hats off to them. I applaud that person, that principal at that school, whichever one that was that you mentioned earlier. So go figure with that mess. However, you did mention about that one child lost their life because they did something really stupid and something they saw on the video, on the computer, whatever, TikTok or whatever have you. And I think we had a discussion earlier about that that the child may find that their parents were not being trusting, which to me is indicative of having a guilty conscience. Well, this is one of those cases where, you know something? If the parents are not watching what's going on with the kid, then this is ultimately one of those bad scenarios that can happen, that your child loses their life because they're not being guided or whatever the case is about what they are viewing online, for that matter, which is absolutely revolting.
Well, part of the problem is in this day and age, most families, both parents have to work, and that means
that's
the
true.
Kids are being
that.
Raised by TV and indoctrinated by the public schools.
I'll give you that, unfortunately. However, by the way, when that volcano in Mexico you gave alluded to or whatever,
yeah.
The fact that people are within an hour of that volcano tells me whoever did that orchestrating of the city that close by really wasn't thinking it through properly, because I'm reminded of the film Dante's Peak. I think it was back in the 90s or whatever, and I thought, boy, that's an excellent waiting to happen. As for Pelosi with the whole legal fiasco going on, probably the reason why she hasn't really spoken up or chimed in or whatever is because her attorney or lawyer, whoever, that's watching her tale is basically telling her, mum's the word. So she's not going to open her trap to stick her foot somewhere she doesn't need to be besides up her backside, along with Paul. So, no figure. But aside from that, constructively speaking, I would think that people have already gotten their gardening going, even if you're in a city and you're able to do container gardening, for that matter.
Yeah.
At least you get to see how life grows when you actually do your own seed planting to actually have a veggie of some sort or fruit growing on your property or on your apartment or whatever, and actually partake of that in some way, shape, or form. But you always have to mind this day and time and making sure that that soil that you're using, unless you're out in the country, is not engineered. And there's some potting soils out there that are not conventional that are engineered. And it's really, I mean, it looked great and all that, and it's like, wow, you can get this kind of yield and so forth. But what are you really getting? So, aside from that, I wish them good luck, especially this time of the season, getting their veggies together, especially for the upcoming winter season.
Okay. Francis, I let you talk too long. We're in the middle of a commercial break.
My bad.
Stay on the line. I'm going
to
come right back to you.
Public Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the
price? And welcome back to our show here, and we're finishing up with Francis. Francis, take it away.
Hey, kiddo. For one thing, I apologize. I was on a roll there for a second, so you have to overlook me.
Yeah, you were, and I wasn't paying attention to the clock.
Hey, when you're having fun, you're having fun. Time flies, you know? But anyway, bad joke. For one thing, I appreciate your ear, for that matter, putting up with that. But to say the least, I wish people good luck with their growing period and getting ready for the winter and all that, and getting veggies and all that stored away for the season. So with that, meanwhile, I'll have an olive with my margarita, darling.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Kelly in Bastrop. What's on your mind?
Hey, I heard Tom mention the closing of Walmart as if that's a problem. Look, I don't have a I'm not going to shed a tear for Walmart. That damn bunch of pirates has put more mom and pop businesses, has ruined more downtowns and small towns, and absolutely just wreaked havoc across the country, selling cheap Chinese junk while they've run local hardware stores, and grocery stores, clothing stores, and other outfits out of business, just selling cheap junk. And so I have no pity for Walmart. If Walmart finds that it's in trouble somewhere and has to close a store, I hope every damn Walmart in the country has to close at some point in time. I hate pirates like that. I mean, it distresses me to see what they do. They set up shop on the outskirts of small towns, and then they just suck the lifeblood out of that town. And I know you've probably seen the same thing in Indiana, but I mean, I've been all over the country. I've seen it all over Louisiana. I've seen it all over the High Plains in Texas and elsewhere. And to me, they're just nothing but a bunch of unprincipled predators. It's not good business, period. So go out of business. I'll applaud every time I see one closing. It'd be a good idea.
Well, you know, there'd be just another big box store to take their place. I mean, you know, it's not just Walmart. You've got the Targets out there, and, you know, although they're in trouble right now because of this woke stuff. But, yeah, the economy of scale sort of guarantees that stores are going to continue to get larger and larger. So anything else?
Well, no, it's just that. It's just, I don't look at the closing of a Walmart as a problem. And, yeah, you're right. There will probably be another big box store to come in and take your place. But I would really just love to see Walmart get its comeuppance, having wrought the damage that it's wrought over all these
years. Well, in the coming economic crash, we're probably going to see a lot of iconic corporations bite the dust. And again, they're not helping themselves with all this LGBTQ stuff. I mean, Target stock is going down. Anheuser-Busch has lost $22 billion off its market value. And now Kohl's is stepping on in. PetSmart has a pride section here. And so it...
I don't understand what these companies are thinking. Do they think that that larger percentage of the population of this country is gay or trans? I don't see it. Again, what's happening now is this is a matter of the tail wagging the dog. It is a small percentage of this country, a small but noisy percentage of the country that's getting its way, pushing its weight around. And now you have outfits like Anheuser-Busch having lost, you said, $22 billion worth of market capitalized value. That's a good thing. I hope Target goes out of business promoting this kind of crap. Good Lord. I never thought I'd see this country lose its collective mind, but that's, I think, is what we're seeing here now in the United States with this adoption of this woke mentality, with the companies hiring people who graduate from woke business schools. Go ahead and do that and see how, when you're not living up, when you're not fulfilling your fiduciary responsibilities to your stockholders, see what happens to you in the long term.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting to hear from are all the stockholders who are going to stand up and say, look, this is not what we do. This is not what I invested my money in. And, again, some of them are already selling off their stock because the stock has been dropping. And, people are kind of fed up with all of this nonsense.
Yeah. Well, to hell with all of them. Anyway, goodbye, Walmart. I'm not going to miss you. The only thing I might miss about Walmart is walking in occasionally and looking at the freak show every time you walk into one. But, I mean, that's an outfit that, to me, they're just predators. They're predators, unprincipled predators, and they have just wrought havoc across this country, in small towns especially. Thanks, Mike, for taking my call.
All right, thanks a lot here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call, and I hope you and Claire enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend.
We did. We kind of just, stayed at home and, rested.
Okay. Well, everybody has their own, deal there. I can't agree with the guy who just called in about Walmart. I've been in a Walmart three times in my life, and twice was just to get empty boxes, so I didn't even purchase anything. But, you made a comment earlier about Nancy Pelosi keeping her mouth shut about all the Trump collusion and all the proof that she had, and Dianne Nassel-Feinstein not looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something. If you had a business, and I'm not talking about a nonprofit organization, if you had a business that was out to make money, would you hire anybody like that?
No.
Okay, either would I. So, but yet they can run the country. Now, the funny thing is we have 435 congressmen in the House, which represent each approximately 781,000 people. I thought there was a clause in the Constitution that it was either 20 or 25,000 people had a representative voice in government.
I'm trying to remember. I'll have to go back and reread that part of the Constitution.
Okay. Now, I know under FDR and the New Deal, I think it was 1933, that Congress put a cap on 435 people. Maybe they only built a congressional hall that would only seat 435, but we're not getting that congressional voice. And, or
no, we're not.
So, I mean, what's good for 25,000, it can't be totally good for 781,000. Does that make any sense?
Well, you realize the Capitol building has actually been expanded twice as the nation's population has grown. The original Capitol was just that center portion. Then they added on a representative chamber and a Senate chamber, and they worked for a while. Then they had to build the two current, much larger existing ones. So, you know, the building isn't the limiting factor.
No, it shouldn't be. And these people, I think you've mentioned it before. I know John Stadtmiller has mentioned it before. They don't need to spend 45 to 50 weeks a year in Washington District of Criminals in the swamp. They need to be in their home states, answering phones, answering emails, returning letters about people's concerns. Unless not enough people, like Tom says, maybe not enough people are calling their congressman. I know every time I call my congressman, I get some aide.
Yeah.
And I tell him, hey, listen, I'm a little bit ticked off about all of this crap. So, I mean, why are you catering to, like, this transgender thing? Or LGBTQ. That's approximately 6% of the population. And that
yeah.
might be a little bit high. So, I mean, I grew up in a different era. You knew who was the fag on the block. We didn't use words like gay or anything else like that. We girly man or fag or something like that. And we let it go with that. Now they've changed everything. If you were a young kid back when I was growing up, you were happy, you were gay. Gay and happy seemed to go together. Again, you've got all of these congressmen, all of these senators, every one of them are bar association lawyers, maybe not everyone, but quite a few. And there was a reason we couldn't let anybody with a title of nobility run for an office, because
yes.
they would change the language. I don't know if you recall that.
well, the issue of title of nobility is in the Constitution. The original 13th Amendment also forbade titles of nobility, but they decided they really didn't need that one when they rewrote the 13th Amendment about involuntary servitude.
Hey, but doesn't BAR stand for British Accredited Registry?
I am not exactly sure. I thought it was the place where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez worked before she became a congresswoman.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, no, all right. That's a drinking bar for after
oh,
all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. But I thought, so if you're accredited, Barrister's Accredited Registry or British Accredited Registry, I forget now. But if you're in one, then don't you swear an oath to the Queen of England?
Well, I don't know. I've never studied law. And basically, the rules for the bars are set on the state level. And, yeah, it's I don't see any reference to Britain in my web search here.
Okay. Then it must be Barristers Accredited Registry.
Okay.
And a barrister, I believe a barrister, as far as the ranks go, is higher than a squire, but not as high as a lord or a knight or a duke. Yes. You know, they get their, you know, you see, like, Elton John was knighted, Eric Clapton, Eric Bristow, dart player. They were all knighted by the Queen of England for their achievements that they have done. Okay, so...
Meaning they brought a lot of money into the British economy.
I do believe that was the reason. Okay,
yes.
So you hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
So, hey, but I got to agree with that other guy. I hope Target goes under. And I did a lot of work as a contractor in Target stores. And if I had my choice of shopping, and this is in the last 10 years until recently, I would shop at a Target. Okay, I'll run in there and buy a toaster. I'll run in there and buy a coffee maker, whatever. But, no, I don't go to Target anymore. I won't go to Target anymore. And if Home Depot pulls that crap, I know Menards wouldn't, but Home Depot and Lowe's, they might go that route, too. Because I think they're bought and paid for. I think they're shell outfits. So, hey, that's all I wanted to say. And say hello to Claire for me, and you have a great evening. Oh, and can you switch me back over to Julie? I want to make a donation.
Okay, Julie, would you kindly grab Kelly and... I'm sorry, Jerry, and he wants to talk to you for just a minute. Meanwhile, we're going to go to Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was calling in about the stockholders. You know, they're like, hey, we want to make a profit. I got a feeling that it's designed to look. They want to crash the economy and all this other stuff, and I think they're working against the stockholders. The stockholders can say, hey, we don't want this stuff. We want to make money. They don't want your stock to make money. They want to crash it as well because that's going to help them with their agenda. Now, something else I kind of been contemplating, and I'm not saying this is the exact translation or whatever, but, you know, there's a whole, you know, our economy, South Park did a episode on it where, like, they were hucking squirrels at the economy or something. I don't know if you've ever seen that, whatever. It was pretty funny. But anyway, like, so we hold our economy, we revere it as something kind of like sacred, right? Like, hey, we want it to do well because it brings prosperity and it helps everybody out, right? So
correct.
You would say, like, maybe it's held in that kind of regard?
I think for most people, how the economy works is actually a bit of a mystery. So, yeah, there's a certain degree of faith that the economic system we have is a good one and is working for people. And so, yeah, you might almost say it's almost a religion.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. We have a bear and a bull market.
Yes.
What if it was a mistranslation or purposely taught for people to think in another way so that when they sacrifice a red heifer, you know, on the altar or whatever of bringing in this new world order, I'm sure you've probably heard of the mention and the slogan of sacrificing
a
red heifer. Okay, so here's the thing. What if the heifer is actually not maybe it was a translation for cow, but maybe it was like, hey, instead of the bear market, you know, a bull market, Or instead of a bull, it was a heifer. And basically, what if the companies, instead of going in the black, they're going in the red, and you're going to sacrifice the red economy? And what if this has a double entendre where they actually really might sacrifice an animal, but this is also part of the agenda, and this is also part of the esoteric version of doing such? Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I'm kind of a fan of Occam's razor. I look for the simplest explanation as being likely the correct one. And, you know, I think you're looking for significance where none really exists.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to these guys, they always have like four or five agendas that wrap up in one event, or one event could mean or have double entendres or mean all that stuff. Now,
it's an interesting theory, Mark, but we're getting close to the end of the show, and the phone lines are loaded up. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Paul in Michigan. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, I'm kind of curious, why does everybody out there trying to be politically correct including the people on your program, by describing people as LGBTQ or transgender, when the Bible describes them as either a Sodomite or a Gomorrah. And those are the true, correct terms for descriptions of these people.
Well, there are a lot of things in the Bible related to, men dressing up as women, women dressing as men, same-sex interactions. All of them seem to involve a tremendous amount of bloodshed, which is why they've kind of fallen out of fashion. But this is not a religious show, so we tend to use the popular terms for these segments of the population. And again, personally, I don't have a problem with LGBTQ people. I'm just having a problem having it constantly rubbed in my face and it being indoctrinated into school children.
I agree with you 100%. And it should not be done. And it's too bad that we can't find a way or figure out a way to do something about it. And I guess
our elections back, then we can elect representatives who will truly represent our values and interests in Washington, D.C.
I agree with you 100%. And either that or send them to a charter school or a parochial school or some other school where they don't talk about that stuff.
Okay, or homeschooling, which is very popular around this part of the country.
There you go. All right, Mike, that's all I had, and keep up the good work.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to skip our last break here. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Dan, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I kind of disagree with you about this college loan thing. I think Biden's actually playing smart. I think he did that on purpose. So, the Supreme Court would reject it, so then the next campaign issue, he's going to bring that up. But what I called about is I wanted to recommend a video series called InBlackAndWhite.net. InBlackAndWhite.net, and that was on Giuseppe's program. It had the black activist, Amayo, and the white activist, and they go together and talk about the country's problems, from a extreme black and white point of view. But he made a good point, Io, about, if we boycott Target and Walmart, it's just going to cost Americans jobs, actually. So it's kind of like, it will just benefit Amazon at this point. And Kelly brought up a good point about Walmart, and really you got to go back to the conservative movement. And there's a really good debate with George Wallace, and it's on a program called Firing Line. And George Wallace versus William F. Buckley. And, the conservative agenda really has done nothing good that I can see for this country since Reagan. So, like, when he complains about Walmart taking everything over, it's like, well, who's responsible for that? when you talk about the homeless people, the poverty. So it's a good debate because it shows George Wallace was a populist, and he was much more popular than any of these so-called conservatives, And
he wasn't about...
Yeah. So it's a good debate. Watch it. I just looked at, if you look at all these, like you said, the economy is a scale regulation. There used to be a regulation that prevented that. And Gerald Celente is pretty good, bringing up these specific regulations that they got rid of that caused most of these problems, But anyway, I got another caller. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. One of the callers talking about Home Depot.
Yeah.
It's already dust. It was bought by Citibank. And I personally know all this, and I knew somebody who worked for them. And they fly the gay flag in Dubai over the top of the American flag. So the poor guy who lost his life defending, trying to get somebody robbing Home Depot to go to work for him, don't worry about it. Your life is worth more. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. And apparently I'm looking at some recent news here where Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus is arguing the woke agenda does not consider the economy's bottom line, which is generally accurate. So let's see. We're going to go to Rod in Illinois. Hello, Rod. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Michael. Good afternoon. And glad to meet you, so to speak. The reason I called, I can go on and on, but we've got about 5 minutes before the broadcast is over.
Yeah,
I want to thank
that.
You for your broadcast, and I'll keep it short. But I get a kick out of the callers in. A lot of repeat callers in, and their topics are very well stated. And I really just enjoy this show a lot. RBN's really been a big part of my listening. I don't have TV here, so we like to listen to radio and things like this. And I just want to say God bless you and God bless our country and God bless the people who call in and are paying attention, because we all got to band together. We're in interesting times. And
yes, we are, to put it delicately.
Okay. Well, that's all I had to say. I hope you have a pleasant evening, and the same goes to your wife and the people who call in and make this possible. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And we're almost to the end of the program, and there's a breaking story. As we mentioned earlier in the show, the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, has formally refused to respond to the subpoena from the House Oversight Committee by saying he will not hand over this unclassified FB 1023 form, which seems to provide details in a $5 million pay-for-play scheme that involved then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national. Now all the Democrats are joining ranks and lockstep, trying to defend the FBI's stonewalling and saying it's perfectly reasonable to withhold this kind of information from Congress. And no, it isn't, because there's a reason they call it the House Oversight Committee. They have oversight authority over pretty much the entire government, especially the executive branch, which is where the FBI is coming on in. And the fact of the matter is that the fact that Chris Wray has taken this step is advertising the fact they've got something to hide. Okay, that there is meat to this story about a $5 billion bribe to then Vice President Joe Biden. If there was nothing there, they would have turned over the document, and that would have been it. But by withholding it like this and creating this crisis, Chris Wray has basically told us all, yeah, it did happen. Okay, there's the music. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And let's see, Michael Herzog is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We really need help these days. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.